we're talking about which Lila Stali to live in, and we're talking about some are more favorable for Matsalya, Rati, or motherly parental love, like Nandagram or Gokul, and some are more conducive for coward pastimes, and Sakiras like Govardhan, Chatikar, Kamyavan, Nandagam, and Bandiravan, Bandiravan, Vajravan, all those vans, many coward pastimes, especially in Bandiravan. But if you're the places that are conducive and helpful and anukulya and favorable for Madhura Rati, of course, would be Vamshivat, Sevakunj, Nidivan, and Yamunapalin, and Gopishvar, all the places where the five Goswamis stayed and established their temples, which means downtown Vrindavan, what we call downtown Vrindavan. That's all Madhurya Lila, Madhurya Bhav. And then, that's Vrindavan. And then we have Radhakund, 6 hours a day. Vrindavan include the places that I mentioned, that's 6 hours in the evening. That's the main place. So what are the two main places? Vrindavan and Radhakund. Where do you find the most concentration of Gaudiya Vaishnavas? Vrindavan and Radhakund. Because these are the two primary places. So it's not only the place is conducive, so you could do a Manjri, someone is doing Manjri Bhava Upasana in the Rag Marg, he or she could also live at Nandagram or Yavat or Barsana and also get great inspiration and great energy and strength to do Raghunuga Bhajan in the Stai Rati of Madhura Rati, Parakiya Bhav, by staying in one of those places. But the places are all equally transcendentally valuable for that Stai Rati. But there's another factor to consider, the place and the people in the place. So the people in the place are the Janamvasis, the Vrijvasis. But then, moreover, the other people in the place are the Siddhamatmas and the Acharyas. So that makes a more full and rich atmosphere, a more full and rich environment to develop and cultivate your Stai Rati. If you're in a, say your Stai Rati is Madhura Rati, you want to be Radharani's Manjari, Gopi Sakhi Manjari, Kinkari. So if you're living in a place where Radharani has pastimes with Krishna, where the Sakhis and Manjaris render so many services for 6 hours a day, that's very favorable for developing Manjari Bhav and worshipping Radha and Krishna in the mood of Manjari Bhav Upasana. But in addition, if in that place there's also hundreds of other devotees following the same path, plus not only hundreds of devotees, many hundreds of God brothers and God sisters of the same guru in the same place. So you're living in a Lila Stali, which is the place with the people which are your guru bhais and guru bains, and with your personal guru and other acharyas. There's so many classes, there's so much pravachan, and so the mood of the artiks, when the Babajis are offering artik, their mood is Manjari Bhav. So there's temples in all these places. When you go, if you stay in Yavat, or in Barsana, Nandagram, and you do Manjari Bhav Upasana, do your bhajan, when you go to the temple of Larliji or some other temple and see puja, it'll be being done by the Nimbarkis, Nimbarki Brahmins, or that are initiated by Nimbark, or it'll be by the Vallabhacharyas, many Vallabhacharyas. So they're not offering, you won't find in that offering of that artik, because they're not jati. It's called sajatiya snigda asha, nectar of instruction, bhakti rasmita sindhu, because they'll have a different mood. So here, the mood of the people, the mood of the place, and all the activities are going on, although it looks like Archan Marg, it looks like Didi Puja, evening artik, morning artik, afternoon artik, same as everywhere, but it's being done by Bhavajis that are in the same Bhav, and maybe even the same Parivar, and the same Gaudiyas. First of all, they're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and they're in Manjari Bhav, and they may be also the same family, Nityananda Parivar. Most 90%, let's say 90% devotees are Nityananda Parivar and all Gaudiyas. Something 85, 90, most everyone. So what better place could there be than Radhakund? But that's for a solitary solo bhajan. Now if you're a grihasta and then Radhakund, that's a little difficult because there's no source of income. is like, you know, how to make money. And also, there's no schools. No schools for the children, and there's no source of income. So how do you have grihastha life? It's a little difficult. But vidva brahmachari sannyasis, then it's a good place. Widows, vidva. It's interesting because in Hindi, vidva, I think it's vidva, means we say widow. Almost so many English words are exactly Sanskrit Hindi. We say paroksha, like parokshavad, and there's proxy. So the word proxy and paroksha mean the same thing. Anyway, so this is whoever you talk to, they're walking their talk. They're living in Radha. That's why I asked you, where are they living? You said here. And you just said in his room. I said, in his room, where? They're living in Radhakund. So they're telling you that, because the way you phrase it is that he said we should live in a place where you have seva to Radharani. But every mandri, the seva that the guru gives, she will render that service all over Braj. Practically all the services that they can have, because they're all involved in Chamara Seva, which is everywhere. Tumble Seva is everywhere. Charana Seva is everywhere. Dressing is everywhere. Feeding Radharani. All Sevas that the Mandris will render to Radharani, they'll do 24 hours a day in different locations at different times. Because Radharani is always bathing and always getting dressed. Bathing in Yamuna, bathing in Radhakund, bathing in Varsana, bathing in Yavat, and getting dressed. Bathing in Yamuna after Rasalila. Radharani changes her dress, like we have some temples, you know, they change many times a day, Thakurji's poshak. Morning, Mangaldarshan, one dress, and then Sringarati, another dress, then 12 o'clock, another dress, and 4 o'clock, another dress, and 6 o'clock, another dress, and 8 o'clock. That standard can be there. Nice. Because Krishna's a king. Like some rich lady, she doesn't wear the same clothes from sunrise to midnight. It's like, you know, I mean, fashion type. I don't mean devotees. Devotees, ladies or men, they just put any rag on their body. Because devotees, whether form is man or woman, they're devotees that do bhajan, they're tyagis, they're renunciates. These are devotee women. There's three devotee women. Where's all the nose rings? Where's all the bangles? Where's all the neck? You're all young, pretty women. Where's all the bangles, nose ring? They can put all that stuff on, all kinds of mascara and... You know, they don't waste time. They're married. It's part of your dharma. She has a certain dharma. Don't get me wrong. But they're Western people. But I'm just saying, Hindu dharma, you're Hindu married people. Yeah, there's many things that are proper to do. So I'm just speaking. These are some other Western ladies. So they can. That's the nature. Women like to dress up. But the ladies, they want it. The ladies that live in Radhakund or Vrindavan, whether they're young or old, they're here for bhajan, and they already know they're beautiful, because their guru gives them a beautiful sarup, and they said, this is me, and I'm really decked out. You should see how decked out I am, how ornamented I am. Like some mandris, that's part of their ekadash bhav. They get bhushan, and some gurus give different things in ekadash bhav, minor different things. So bhushanam means ornaments. So some of them says Nana Ratna. It's called Nana Ratna. Nana means many varieties, and Ratna means jewels. So the mantras have ruby necklaces and pearl necklaces and diamond necklaces and all these things. And another mantra, her bhushna may be golden diamonds. Golden diamonds. So they have so many diamond necklaces and gold necklaces and gold earrings. But then suddenly look at the lady outside. She's just wearing some, you know, gopi skirt and some t-shirt, some thing over her head. No makeup, no nose ring, no bangle, no ring. But when she meditates on sarup, it's so beautiful. Because the real beauty is inner beauty. The real wealth is inner wealth. And the real life is inner life. And that's Krishna Bhakti.